come on. Almost. There we are.
Welcome to the show. It's a podcast, you know. We won't take no guff. We'll talk about stuff. It's gonna be fun for everyone. Now here's your host, Middle Run.
Hey, welcome to the Cupcake Centerfold Podcast. So about a week ago, I got something in the mail. It was kind of a spam thing. I guess it's not really spam if it's mail, is it? No, it's still spam, I guess. Yeah, whatever. It was junk mail anyway, so I got this thing from this company called Wine People. And basically they were trying to offer me $100 off on a case of wine. And the funny thing was, it wasn't just a sort of brochure. It was written like it was a letter that was written straight to me. I mean, obviously they would have sent it to like 100,000 people. But it was kind of dressed up as a personal letter signed by this guy called Andrew Stead. So I thought what I'd do is I'd send Andrew a letter back. So this is what I wrote back to him. Enjoy. Dearest Andrew, how delighted I was to receive your correspondence dated 20th September 2010 regarding the possibility of wine delivered right to my very door. A keen bargain hunter, I cannot deny that I was intrigued, even excited by the prospect of saving $100 on a case of your undoubtedly superb product. Almost a 50% saving, and the extra 3 bottles of Heathcote Shiraz with which you so kindly seek to endow me made it even more difficult to resist. However, humbled though I am by your generous offer, I regret to inform you that I am not a keen wine drinker. Oh, I do so enjoy a fine single malt on the rocks while I sit by the fire on a cold winter's evening, and a crisp ale does hit the spot while picnicking on a summer's day, the wind ruffling my hair ever so slightly. But wine! Blech! And so your letter, along with the thoughtfully included priority order form, sat on a shelf in my study, neglected for a number of days. But eventually I came to realize that it would be remiss of me to let such a gesture go unremarked upon. I considered examining your website, but I find the information in the superhighway far too impersonal for my tastes. Tempted I was to simply call your telephone wine advisors. They are, as you say, the best in the business, an enviable rank in such a highly competitive field as telephone wine advice. But the more I thought about it, the more I realized that I must respond to you directly, given that you took the time to pen such a personal letter to me, painstakingly detailing for me the amazing deals you were prepared to offer. Since I feel it is rude to decline such a gift, I propose a compromise. Perhaps it will be agreeable to you that you simply send me the $100 I would otherwise be saving were I more fond of the wine in which you specialize. You have my details, and I would be most interested to learn how you became privy to such information. So you will have no difficulty in making the check out to me. Alternatively, you may send cash. I am convinced that this arrangement should prove satisfactory to all concerned parties, and that this will be the beginning of a beautiful friendship for many years to come. Yours most sincerely, Middle Run.
Cupcake Centerfold.
So I've got something here. Can you guess what it is? Another energy drink. On the first show I tried out Wicked Energy Drink, and this one is called Monster Energy. It says here on the can that it's the meanest energy drink on the planet, and that they went down to the lab and cooked up a double shot, which I guess just means it's a big can. I don't know why that needs to be cooked up separately, but anyway. And it also says it packs a powerful punch, but it has a smooth flavor you can really pound down. So a smooth flavor, maybe it'll actually taste different to other energy drinks. This could be the first one I've ever tried that actually tastes a bit different. So let's give this a go. Pretty much smells the same as the other ones, but let's try it. It's a little bit different. It is a bit smoother, I'll give them that. It's definitely smoother. Quite nice, I like it. There you go. Monster Energy Drink. The meanest energy drink on the planet. Apart from all the other ones.
This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-alike license and gives us Creative Commons licensed audio by Cocky P.